Over 300 people attended a public meeting in Ballinasloe last night. It was organised in response to concerns over the future of maternity services at Portiuncula University Hospital in Galway. A summary report into the care of babies at the facility, which was published last month, identified several failings at the hospital, which delivers around 1,400 babies a year. Following the latest report, expectant women whose pregnancies are viewed as higher risk are currently being seen at other maternity units in the region. Our reporter Sally Ann Barrett was at last night's public meeting in Ballinasloe to hear the concerns of locals over the latest developments.
My daughter would be a high risk mother, and if she had to go to Galway, chances of her having the baby on the boatway or on the Centenary Bridge would be highly likely.
My first child was born in Portiuncula Hospital over 52 years ago. I had four more born there since, and 14 grandchildren, and another one on the way, please God. And couldn't have got better treatment, and I'm so thankful for it.
This day, 6 years ago, my options went early. He was born 9 days later, and unfortunately I suffered a major maternal incident. And I was lucky that I was already an inpatient in Portiuncula. Between the caring of that incident to care on being born was 15 minutes. And here he is now, 6 years later. And I'm in the minority that I actually gave birth to my eldest in Galway. And I know which hospital I'd prefer to give birth in if I ever had to do it again.
Just some of the sentiments expressed by the crowd who gathered for last night's public meeting in Ballinasloe on the future of maternity services at Portiuncula University Hospital. Organised in response to the transfer of women with high-risk pregnancies to other hospitals in the region, the meeting was chaired by Dr. Kevin Connolly, who spent 32 years as a paediatrician in the special care baby unit of Portiuncula Hospital.
I was extremely heartened, first of all, by the size of the attendance, secondly, about the honesty of people who gave the reasons why they felt that any move to downgrade Portiuncula Hospital was contrary to the best interests of the mother and the children. And there was evidence presented that it is a retrograde step and is likely, rather than reducing the risks of adverse events, that it could increase the risks of adverse events.
Among the many attending last night's meeting was Lorraine Riley. Following the death of her two daughters who were born at Portiuncula Hospital, Lorraine and her family were part of the Walker Report in 2018, which reviewed 18 perinatal events which occurred at the hospital between 2008 and 2014.
We have never asked for Portiuncula Hospital to be ever closed. We have always looked to make sure that it was safer. I think there's an issue in maternity services in all 19 hospitals across Ireland. Now, obviously, I am extremely upset to see that there's so many issues, saying that, you know, was the result of two of my daughters dying and many other babies injured and dying since. So that's very hard to deal with, if I'm honest.
Local and national politicians from across the political spectrum pledged their support to the campaign, including Galway East Fine Gael TD Pete Roach, who was urged to bring the concerns of locals directly to his party colleague, the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill.
You seem not to be in a position to say that the Minister has the power to halt things until the whole situation is properly.
Kevin, can I give my own honest answer to that?
Please, one word. Yes, sir.
Can I give my own honest answer to that? You've just heard some of the comments tonight about how the unit needs to be more modern. It needs investment. Yes. If there's a risk there, she will not put another baby's or mum's life at risk.
Okay.
Until there's investment.
Co-founder of the Portiuncula Maternity Alliance, independent councillor Evelyn Parsons says the next steps are already in motion.
So a rally has been organised for the 16th. It's a Saturday, the 16th of August. People will come together, carry their banners and placards, sign petitions and march through the town and respectfully past Portiuncula to indicate the level of their displeasure with this announcement. Portiuncula has been downgraded and they want a full reinstatement.
But for those leaving last night's meeting, the concerns for the future continue.
So my name is Anna and my mam is a midwife in Ballinasloe and I've had my first baby in Portiuncula as well this year. Technically now I'm a high risk mam, so if I go to have another baby I'm high risk, so I'm due to go to Galway. And now I feel like I've been shushed. I'm being told what to do and where to go.
My name is Patrick Carrig and I work here in Ballinasloe as a paramedic. For me, our A&E has kind of been somewhat downgraded. We can't accept major trauma, strokes, cardiac calls. While it was never a case with a maternity patient, we are regularly going out to maternity calls. If that maternity call turns into a trauma call as well as maternity call, we are faced with between a rock and a hard place. Do we still go to Portiuncula even though we're 3 minutes away from the hospital, or do we take the gamble of going to Galway Hospital? It's a terrifying thought that I'm going out to a patient. Where am I going to bring the patient? And to say now that I'm taking a gamble on both the parent's life and the baby's life is a huge factor for me.
Paramedic Patrick Carrig ending that report from Sally Ann Barrett. It's now 8:32.